So we're going to learn Hilchos Yom Tov, which is Siman Tzadik Ches. We're going to learn it only for 2 days, I admit it. Oh, Monday night, in case you want to make plans or take your wife out to eat. Monday night I won't be here. I'll be by a vort. Justin, Monday night.
Where's the vort?
In Chappelle's. It's going to be in Chappelle's. Yeah. And by it for Gan, I think it is. That's a section like Bayit Vegan, the name of a neighborhood. It's not in Bayit Vegan. There's a neighborhood called Beis HaKerem. Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you.
It's quite north of Bayit Vegan.
Oh, it's nowhere near Bayit Vegan. I'm totally confused.
Next, 5 minutes north.
Okay. Anyway, so Monday night I'll be by the birth.
He has parents,
Baruch Hashem, but they ain't coming. Live in America, they can't understand how a person cannot have a job. His father doesn't care that he became frum. How can you not have a job? His father is the Chavis Halom. His whole life is money. That's all he knows. He's not frum. His whole life is money and making money and earning money. Having a job is like believing in Hashem. That's the place it takes in his life, and he doesn't care that Justin became frum. That's, he's okay with that, but like, if he did not have a job, which is a good question.
Didn't he used to have a job?
He was a successful businessman in Japan. He stopped everything, he became frum, he went to Chappelle's, and he's sitting and learning like a chaylying, a lalav beis, gimel dalet hey. I mean, he's past that now, but that's my admiration for such people. Who was the Shatchan? I don't know her name, but a lady that is a co-worker of the Kala. The Kala is a career woman, really. She's a little older, as these things go, and she works in Har Chotzvim. It's a Summon company, and a co-worker. And the co-worker lives near Chappelle's. I wouldn't read the Shidduch in a million years. The girl's an FFB, as it's called, a Yemenite. But she's a woman of the world. She knows English. She's a business lady. She's an accountant, but she's a big shot. That's not an accountant.
I work in Harkle Swim, so I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Some international company. Her job is to keep in touch with the whole world if they change accounting rules. So she's the person that has to be on top of that, because they have offices in many countries, and they're always passing laws about accounting. So she's on top of that. So Baruch Hashem, she's very frum. She lives in Rosh Hashanah. She lives where they dumped the Yemenites when they came over in the 40s and the 50s. They dumped them in Rosh Hashanah. So I'm saying it's a matter of speaking. Very nice. Baruch Hashem. He used to always say he wanted an FFB, and he wanted he's much older, you know, he's much older.
Rosh Hashanah is a very big high-tech sector.
Yeah, well, her job is not, I don't think it has anything to do with Rosh Hashanah. Like I say, she goes to Chosim every day. I don't know if it's called high-tech. Okay, let's go. Baruch Hashem. Schmack. Hashem takes care of everyone. Not really. Not really.
Unofficially.
His aunt's husband's sister, you know, one of these weird connections. We're not really related, but I don't mind. We feel like we're his parents now. I mean, he's old. He's not like a youngster. He's not 18. He's not 19. He's not in his 20s anymore. He's probably still in his 30s. Probably. He's not a youngster. But he's, you know, when you become frum, you're lost. I mean, I can only know it from my connections in Eishat Torah and observing Justin. You're lost. You're like, you become a baby again. Like he asks Yisrael Meir, you know, what are they doing now? Okay. Okay. Okay, so Yom Tov. So Malacha is also on Yom Tov, except that there's the heter of working for Eichel Nefesh, and sometimes it's not so clear. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So we'll start. Sif Aleph, Siman Tzadik Ches, Kol Malacha Shasur Lasosa B'Shabbos, also Lasosa B'Yom Tov. As a general rule, the Malachas are Osir. I'll share with you a kasha I had for years, and I'm still not absolutely sure I know what the Emes of Teretz is. And that is, Bishlomo Shabbos, Malachas Osir, because it's a creative process, and Hashem made the world in 6 days, and then Shavas Ve'inofash. So we also stop working. Why should Malacha be Osir and Yom Tov? It should be a totally different concept. And if it is Osir, because you say you should reflect upon the historical aspects of the day, so we don't want you to be involved in work, but why should it be these 39 Malachas? These 39 Malachas, we always understand, are 39 like mini creations, where you're, right? It's a creative process. There's some piyutim in davening, actually go through the Lamed Tes Malachas and go through Hashem's creation of the world and show how it matches up, the 39 Malachas, with Hashem's creation of the world. What does that do with Yom Tov?
There's no pasuk by any of the Yom Tovim that says something about Malacha.
It does. It says Malacha. It's Hasikom Malacha. But what?
I'm saying so.
I'm not talking technically how you
place.
Know.
Right.
Yeah, but why would it be that way? Why would these 39 Malachas be Osir and Yom Tov? I can even understand Malacha being under a Yom Tov. Hashem wants you to have a day. It's the day is Kadosh, and it's Hashem wants you to reflect upon what happened today. Hashem doesn't want you to be busy with work. It's a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know.
But like,
why? Yeah, but why these Malachas?
No, but I'm saying the same thing about Shabbos. Why those Malachas? Because that's what we did in the Mishkan. So that's the only
Malacha, but it has
only, like, why that
so it's explained that each one is a step in a certain creative process.
Right, but I'm saying deeper, the when you get into Malacha Shabbos, even I think in the Hakdama and Lama Tes Malachas, he talks about if you're like a Mulka in Hilchot Shabbos, you can almost make it like it's not Shabbos, Doraisa. I'm not talking about Dorabon. I'm saying so the
so
Malachas
do
don't
anything.
Really prevent you from...
So it's like everything else, you can do everything Kalachayat.
Right.
I'm sorry, that doesn't show anything. You can eat treif, you know.
The point
you
is,
make it salty, and you're not over anything also either, because it's bitter to eat.
No, the point is, those are the malacha. That's how we define malacha. And we want you not to do malacha on Shabbos. We want
okay.
you not to do malacha on Yom Tov. I don't see why.
You're satisfied with that? I'm not. Okay, I'm not satisfied with that. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I'm not sure why you call it Yom Tov. What's so good about it? The Torah doesn't call it Yom Tov. It's a lashon of Chazal. The Torah is called a Chag, a Moed. Like, those words are more fitting.
Israeli
Yom
Seichel.
Tov, good day. What's good about it?
Israeli Seichel.
What?
You never hear...
In Israel, you don't say Yom Tov, they say Chag. Okay, that's good.
There's the aspect of the Zechut Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which connects him with being involved in creative acts.
Why?
Because
there is a Tosis, and that's the Malacha they did in Mitzrayim. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, just the concept of doing creative acts is something which we do, 7 days. We could do 7 days a week. And that means that we...
You're saying the creative acts is not just reflective of Hashem's creating the world, it's reflective of malachas that we do the whole week.
Right, just malachas itself, but just the act of creating, being involved in work the whole time. So
I hear you saying, now that the Torah says I want you to rest and I don't want you to do malacha, so this is now how malacha is defined.
Right.
Okay. I'll accept
it.
I accept it. I wish it was a better Teretz. Maybe there is. My soul is not at ease. Maybe because I thought of the question, so I refuse to accept any answer till I think of the answer. Maybe. Why is it called Yom Tov? How's that?
I think it's a stronger question. Why should we rest at all?
Yeah, that's also a question. But that I can hear. It's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a Moed.
Hashem didn't rest on Yom Tov. The seventh day.
You're right. You're right. You wouldn't be able to say that. So it's a... What does it say? It says Moed. It's called the Moed. It's called Mikra Kodesh. Really, it's called, because it's called Mikra Kodesh. It's a holy day. Holiday. It's really... holiday is a better word than Yom Tov. It's a holy day.
But it's like it's Yom Tov. We had to work there 7 days a week. Hashem gave us... by giving us the freedom. It's...
Yeah, but it says that by Shabbos too. The Shabbos is actually just a shrine for that reason. Mm-hmm. So maybe the confluence of Shabbos and Yom Tov Melacha is that it's Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay.